Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 at 925-713-780-3776. You guys got thoughts on anything that is going on? You're more than welcome to do that. 713-780-3776. Rockets went to Utah last night and won. How about that? Did you know that?
They lost.
They lost. That's right.
No. Yeah. They didn't win. They had a big lead, and they ended up getting whipped.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But that was cool when they almost won.
I thought it was 113-10. Oh, no. It was 120.
They kept on playing.
I thought it was 113-102. No, it was 122.
They kept the game going, and they lost.
Unfortunately, well, I didn't see any of it, but they lost 122-113. They've got three more games. Oklahoma City on Wednesday, and that is where our contestant is going, right? Or no, they're going to the New Orleans game? They're going to the New Orleans game on Tuesday, October 15th, I guess, right? That's the game that Justin had for our Beat the Warehouse Live guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so congratulations to them. They get Justin's first row tickets, front row tickets. That's nice. So you want to play Beat the Warehouse Live guy so you can get tickets to a game and maybe a regular season game or whatever. Whatever. It's still a nice night out, even at a preseason game. Yeah, I thought they won. I saw the score. I thought, all right, nice. Nice job.
No, they were doing. They had a pretty comfortable lead, and it just fell apart in the second half. Me and Mason, really wanted to watch it. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. So we'll watch some of it because he's so into it. By the way, if you run a college or NFL team and you want Mason or NBA team, if you want Mason to work for you, he really would like to work for an NBA team. So if Rafael Stone is listening and you need somebody to work for you, Mason would just like a job.
Mason wants a job. That's nice of him.
He's decided he wants – he also is talking about how Alec doesn't make any money working all these hours at Alabama. He should be getting paid putting all these hours in. I'm like, Mason, I get that, but he's also learning – he's also learning an entire craft that he could – that he plans on utilizing as his career. Like, he's learning how to do all this stuff. He's gaining connections through, you know, meeting these people. He is learning the process of recruiting. Like, this is basically, you should almost have to pay for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What he's learning, like, he's learning an entire skill set. Young Allen is out there. Is Allen out there today? He's almost always out there. Allen is learning how to do sports talk by listening to us.
So he should pay us.
In a way, at least food.
Yeah.
Dell should pay us.
No, absolutely.
For all these years, Dell should have to pay at least a little bit.
Do we trust Dove Kleiman?
Is this you're going to say Stephon Diggs?
Yes.
And this started actually somewhere else. All these aggregators just – it actually started with somebody else had it. But, yeah, he's an aggregator. Do we trust this story?
Yeah.
Is what you're asking? Because he didn't start this story. He just picked it up from somebody else. I mean, let me put it this way. You're about to tell the story. Before you tell the story, let me just say, I believe it. I don't have any reason not to believe it.
Does this have to do with one wide receiver and a superstar pop out?
Yes.
I will tell you that the athlete in question is what you would call an assassin when it comes to this type of thing.
Now, how do you know that?
He is well known because you just listen to the people who would know.
Then how come
you.
Somebody hasn't unloaded a clip in him?
Well, I don't know.
Because that's the kind of thing that can get you.
You guys are talking and nobody knows what you're talking about.
I'm telling you that Stephon Diggs is rumored to have had a encounter with Cardi B. Cardi B married to Offset.
While she was 8 months pregnant.
I don't know the time
as far as she being pregnant.
But Cardi B known to have been cheated on by Offset several times, and that's public knowledge. So the thought is that she finally decided, I'm going to make you pay for what you've done to me. And the man she chose, allegedly, is Stephon Diggs. Now, Stephon Diggs in the game is known as someone, not necessarily that will be with a woman who is pregnant or married, but someone who has taken down high-quality women. It is part of his allure. It's his thing. Beyond the all-pro, beyond the number one wide receiver stuff, what he does off the field is legendary.
And the other thing is that he's doing this to two other rappers' girlfriends now.
Yes, he is. No, if the man is walking into the club, you're going to have a tough day if your girl's in there too. That's the rumor.
Somebody's going to get him. Point, he fact, better be careful.
Well, he's 31 years old. He still does it, so I don't know. I don't know who. It's not even about the woman being attached. It's just that Stephon Diggs in the club, your girl's going to notice, and you might have a tough day.
But it bothered me reading it, just thinking, I don't want my Texans in the news like this, because then it can turn into. I mean, Stephon Diggs is already a guy who has had issues. Like he'll bounce around. I don't think the Texans will re-sign him, personally. I don't think they can afford it when you look at what it's going to cost you on your quarterback. But I don't know, something about it bothered me. Like I feel like that's something that could turn into a lot. That could turn into a little bit of a hassle.
Why?
I mean, there's a lot of people killed around the rap game.
Jealous
for a lot less. Husband? Yeah, I just. You're openly the guy that takes down people's girlfriends and cucks the boyfriends.
That's not the reputation. The reputation is he is one of them who has been with women of a certain quality. That's who he dates.
Well, the new thing apparently is that he's with two other rappers' girlfriends.
That the word you're using, I'm not sure. That's not his reputation. It's just that Stephon Diggs, the women he's with, are women that a lot of people would like to be with. That's just what he is. That's what he does. It's well known, and apparently Cardi B chose him, and they chose each other. I guess.
That's a fun story. I think that's fun. I don't know. 8 months pregnant. That's the thing that got me. I don't. You know what? Cardi B and Stephon Diggs. That's fine. 8 months pregnant. That's birth inducing.
Let you know out there, men, if sometimes your girl will use situations to get back at you for how you treated her. And you know what Offset doesn't want out there? That after cheating on my wife now for years, she decided very publicly to go date Stephon Diggs, the multi-million dollar star wide receiver. And
well, Nico's the star.
No, Stephon Diggs has
Stephon is just this guy, Lance, who came from Buffalo.
Stop it, Lance. In the world, Stephon Diggs is well known. Nico Collins is
not someone who's
known yet. Maybe he'll get there, but everyone knows who Stephon Diggs in multiple ways, on the field and off. And apparently, Cardi B is just the latest.
Why aren't we keeping the main thing the main thing?
What? The man can't have a personal life?
Well, it seems like he's got a lot of personal life. If he's knocking out rappers' girlfriends,
how can she be
multiple rappers, wife, according to wife, right now?
How can she be taken if her husband has publicly cheated on her?
Were they still together?
I don't know.
In certain cultures, it's okay.
Well, that's
she should still stay.
Mm.
You know?
Well, in certain cultures,
I don't even know what that means.
You know what it means.
But I'm uncomfortable. I don't know.
You don't know what it means. You know what it means.
I'm guessing, but regardless, it sounded like something that was.
Hold on. In certain cultures, is the woman in question a multi-millionaire?
No.
So in certain cultures, the woman has no options. In this culture, that woman has plenty of options, and she just proved it, apparently.
Well, she used those options. 8 months pregnant is a little. That's the one for me. I don't know. Just doesn't seem like it'll be that.
Watch it. Hey, kids, good luck at school today.
They're already at school.
Marty, I want you to do a good job at homeschool today.
Seems like it'd be crowded. That's all.
I know that is a discomforting thought for men to know that could happen.
I mean,
but for some guys, apparently it doesn't bother them.
Five times. It's.
I know the thought of.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not ideal.
Yeah. Unless you're allegedly Stephon Diggs, and it didn't.
I mean, there's
him.
Nothing wrong.
He's just out for the conquest.
Yeah, I mean, it's Cardi B.
Yeah, it's Cardi B.
Another check mark.
Yep. Bingo. Time for you. Man, I hope it was probably hot in there. They could have used some air conditioning.
Well, you don't know where it happened. Or if it did happen, honestly.
Don't you have an air conditioning in this place, too?
I don't want to get put into
Cardi B's business with my AC company. I mean, just make the call. I don't know. 281-557-COOL. I know Vanderford Air is a family-owned company, and Robert Vanderford is the one who runs Vanderford Air right now, and it is a great job. They get out to the place within the same day, 24-hour service, and that's the main thing with air conditioning. When it goes out, it's like, oh, especially here in – you know, we had a nice little cool front come through. Guess what? Your air conditioner's going to be on today again. It's hot. You're in the 90s in October. Now our summers go from late May all the way into late October. You got to have an air conditioner that works. You got to have one that's efficient. You got to have one that's the right size for your home. And if your air conditioner's not working properly right now, call them up. Let them come out there and see what's going on. It may be a simple fix that they just need to replace or repair. So it's usually replace a part and have you on your way. But maybe your certain rooms aren't getting cooled the way they should. They can cut an extra vent in there. They can go in and take a look at the line. There's all kinds of things they can do to make sure you're comfortable. If you're paying for an electric bill every single month, you want to make sure that you're getting the best out of your electric, you know, your air conditioning system. And that's what Vanderford Air will do for you. And they can actually do so much more than that. Go to the website and look at their list of services. I think you'll be pretty blown away. It's VanderfordAir.com. That's VanderfordAir.com, 281-557-COOL.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
That Deshaun Watson trade right now is looking better and better and better. It is unbelievable how bad Deshaun is right now. He is the lowest rated QBR. He has the lowest rating QBR rating in the league. He is awful. How about there's... What do you do? What if you do? Stefanski says it's still his decision that he gets to make the call.
I would move on from Deshaun.
How can you do that when you've got...
Because you're trying to win and not lose your job.
You can't. First of all, you can't bench a captain.
Yes, you can.
He's got the C on his jersey.
So what?
Captain.
You can't win with Deshaun Watson at quarterback.
You can't win with Deshaun Watson at quarterback.
Give yourself at least a chance to win. Stefanski's going to lose his job. So if you're going to lose your job, you want to go down swinging, or you want to just go quietly into that good night with a guy who just frankly is too shell-shocked in the pocket. He can't see down the field anymore. He's inaccurate. Deshaun Watson does not give you a very good chance to win games. You got to go. You can't just say, well, I mean, Deshaun is the captain. I guess I'll just take my firing and just go home. No, that's Stefanski's job. Bench that guy. If he can't play, bench him. This is your job on the line, Stefanski. If you don't think Deshaun Watson can help you play, play Jameis. If you don't think Jameis can help you win, then you're screwed anyway. You're dead man walking, which he probably is. But, you know, the Deshaun Watson trade doomed the Cleveland Browns. For how long, we'll see. The Brownies have a long history of just bad luck. They've got bad luck, bad – and this isn't bad luck. This is just a bad decision. But the Browns' history – with the fumble and the, what are all the nicknames you had? Ernest Biner's the fumble, but they have another one too, don't they?
The drive.
The drive with John Elway,
yeah,
right?
Right.
So you have the fumble and the drive. You have two things named after the Browns getting beat late. Then they came back from having their team stolen when Art Modell took off, and they were bad for a long, long time. My dad coached on those teams for 4 years. They were bad. They got a big lead in Pittsburgh with Kelly Holcomb throwing for 400 yards in a snow game, and they somehow lost that one. And that was as close as they had come. And this has been like a jinx. They draft Johnny. They have two first-round picks, like three different times. They get Brandon Whedon, Johnny Manziel, what's his name, Gilbert out of Oklahoma State. Like, they're busting across the board. Bust draft picks. They can't draft. Then they decide to trade three first-round picks and give a guaranteed contract that was the biggest albatross in all of sports right now to Deshaun Watson, coming off of 24 accusatory and rising.
Well, they just said the last one's just been settled.
Yeah, he just settled the last ones. But so Deshaun Watson, like, the Browns did this to themselves. And even if it wasn't the GM, which I don't think it was a GM, it's the owner. It's a meddling owner decided late. Deshaun Watson was going to he had already basically agreed in principle to go to Atlanta. I know this was talking to somebody to Deshaun. They were popping champagne, and it was Atlanta. Deshaun was going to Atlanta, and that was his home. You know, that's where he's from, that area. And then Cleveland came in with this massive offer, guaranteed money. I wonder if Deshaun, if he looks back on it, I bet he would wishes he'd do it again. Because you realize once you get all that money, you realize it's all the same. I'm not going to be, you know, I won't be able to spend this. I'd have more money that I could spend. He would have been happier. He'd have been happier in Atlanta. And certainly we know that it didn't work out. And now the same situation would have happened. He'd have been in Atlanta and he would have been suspended 11 games. But that move by the Cleveland Browns, how devastating is that going to be? No first round picks for 3 years. They have Deshaun's contract, which eventually when they cut him, because they're eventually going to have to cut him. You can't trade him. No one's going to trade for him. Eventually when you cut him, you're going to have to eat a huge, huge chunk of salary. Like, man. This is the Browns' ownership has just brought them on this on themselves. Just horrific. I mean, you got to go with Jameis Winston. How could you can't score?
You got to eat that. You're for so how bad. Many more years? How many more years are you going to have to eat that?
You can let it beat you once or twice. It's going to beat you every single year. You're going to let his play on the field beat you and the contract beat you? He's awful. I mean, he's truly terrible. And
I think you give him a little bit more time.
Okay, that's fine with me. I mean, it's your job, Stefanski. I don't care one way or another. I know how I would do it. I've seen enough. This dude has shown me enough over a year and a half where I'm about to get fired. I might as well see what the other guy will do. I might as well throw a Hail Mary with Jameis. At least Jameis will throw down the field. I mean, Deshaun is a disgraceful quarterback at this point.
Yep. 827 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Trade is looking better. I mean, this is one of the great trades in sports history.
Think about this.
It's replacing Herschel Walker.
Deshaun's history, like the story of Deshaun Watson from start to eventual finish, it's the things that FX movies are made of. Who the Aaron Hernandez movie, is that FX or is that Hulu?
Have you seen any of it, by the way?
It's being
it is getting
universally
killed.
Clowned.
Destroyed.
Because you can't try to do the physical stuff with Aaron Hernandez. Like, you can't get an actor to run routes and all that stuff. It's going to look so dumb.
Well, not only the Belichick and the Kraft and the...
Oh, I know.
It's
is it the same thing that Doc Rivers? Where's the Doc Rivers and... And was that FX or is that... which one was that, Dell? The...
Apple?
Sterling. No. The Donald Sterling movie.
You converge FX and Hulu because they're pretty much the same thing at this point. Clipped is what it's called. I think it's an FX show that get streamed immediately on Hulu afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what Deshaun Watson's life is going to end up on. The Deshaun Watson story should be an FX story. Think about it. You got the kid from the church-going kid from with his girlfriend for years and all that stuff, and then he gets into the seedy world of the big city of Houston, and you got massage, you got the winning.
Oh,
you got
I think
the
this started
injury.
Before this.
Think about that. How are you going to write?
He
the
said
story?
In college, he actually tweeted something about getting a great massage.
Yeah, no, I think he's always liked
it. Started
massages.
At Clemson. Yeah,
I mean, if it's consensual, no problem.
Yeah,
who cares?
Well, he had a script that he followed pretty meticulously. Just find anyone on Instagram and tell them to give you a massage.
Well, but I think that really started probably once he got to the pros and realized, ooh, I got a lot of access. I'm Deshaun Watson. Right. This is a big deal. But think about
the
story.
Well, he was Deshaun Watson at Clemson, too.
That was, I mean.
In that city, he was.
My guess is it wasn't like, that's a small town. Everyone knows you. That's very dangerous.
That's there. Okay.
And that none of that stuff ever
that's
got
even
out.
Even better.
Like, no.
When everyone knows you and will do anything for you.
Not when you're trying to get drafted.
Well, yeah, he didn't pay.
I mean, because I don't know any team that heard that stuff about him.
He was just worried about his tiny towel at that time, Lance.
See, okay. I think a lot of this stuff started when he got to the pros.
No, I think it started at Clemson. He tweeted about it.
Well, saying you like a massage is not the same thing as saying you're doing this to people when they're trying to give you a massage.
Why do you think he liked that massage so much and tweeted about how much he liked it?
It's one tweet. I've seen the tweet too. I don't think Deshaun was the same in college as he is now. I think this Deshaun is a lot worse.
This
Deshaun has more money. He has more access. He has more power. He has more influence. More reach.
No, but
way more Twitter followers.
No, listen,
Instagram followers.
When you're a serial killer, it starts when you're young, okay, and you do stuff when you're young. He's not a serial killer. Baby towel started at Clemson. Okay, that's where it started.
Have you ever had a baby towel? Probably so. You probably shouldn't talk about Deshaun.
I don't have a baby
towel. If you've ever put a baby towel on
yourself. I've never put a baby towel on myself.
But think about his movie. It would start somewhere in high school. Then you get the national champion. You'd have multiple knee injuries in college that he had to come back from. People forget that. Then you beat Alabama in a national championship game. Then you're drafted by the Texans. Then you got the hurricane paycheck thing. Then you tear your knee up again. Then you come back and you're having success. You go to the playoffs. Then you start sometime in the playoff stuff, you start getting massages. You start the massage gate stuff, since it's a gate. So you have the story. Then maybe David Mulgeta character is going to definitely be in there.
Your story is unrealistic and no one would buy it because you are starting this predilection for massages when he's like 19, 20, or 21 years old.
Well,
there have to be hints throughout the story where there's slight hints.
We're storyboarding it.
Yeah.
That's
fine. I'm just looking at the major plot points that we have here's a Mulgetta character.
But
with
it
Brian
can't just
Bernie
pop out of nowhere.
No, it started with, oh, hey, this is neat. Now, all of a sudden, wow.
I still contend a lot of this comes from, he's from the era where online porn is very accessible. He watched enough massage movies online, and it led him to this. I'm telling you.
You think his fetish? You think his search history has massage in it?
At least Brazzers.
There was players. Well, a player.
Brazzers.
You heard what I said?
What?
Yes.
So, listen, and the Instagram thing—that's this generation. I'm just going to find girls on Instagram.
So you know what is true?
What's true is we're way late.
Way late.
Way late for what?
We got a segment.
We don't have real breaks now. Let me ask you a question real quick, though. Is it true that the younger generation, at least in the 20s, but maybe the 30s.
I'm not in my 20s. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I know, but is it true that you don't get phone numbers anymore? You just get Instagrams? That the communication now is through Instagram and not phone numbers?
I would say some guys ask for that, and then some women are more likely to do that initially because I don't know you. You can have my public social media account, but I'm not giving you my number initially.
I think that's why it's happening.
And then if I like you, right, I would want you to ask for my number.
I gave a guy on the street
your number?
The phone number. I'll tell you the story later. A little later, but yeah, we may be getting a call from Victor at some point. He wanted my phone number, and I just gave him the radio station number.
Okay.
I'll tell you that story at about 8:50-something.
All right, my book is What We Got Now, and you all should have that website, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Promo code BET975 is kind of a big deal because it's how you get to double your deposit. If you're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid, you're looking to bet anything, anytime, anywhere, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Love the site. You'll love the site. I think it's the best site out there. You're looking for just fun. You're looking for a great way to make some money. You know the game. You know ball. You know ball. You want to bet ball. Right now is the best time. You know, the start of the football season is when they double your deposit. This is the best time to sign up. So you're looking for a great way to get in on the baseball playoffs, on the NFL season, college football season, on the election, everything you can bet anytime, anywhere, mybookie.ag. But you got to put in promo code BET975 to double that deposit.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Oh, Paul darkened it up today. Look at his hair. Paul Feinbaum.
Paul Feinbaum?
Yeah. He got it. I mean, you can't be that obvious about it. You gotta slowly work that in. Slowly.
Ray, what's it called?
I saw Mike Fratello on a plane on the way here.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah,
Hollywood Johnny with all the elites like Mike Fratello.
He was sitting in first class. I wasn't. Okay, I'm just a man of the people.
Man of the people, obviously. You mentioned Paul.
Row 25. That's what I was.
Well,
in.
Sure.
I would have used miles and upgraded.
No.
Bull cornering around with that.
No, that's for
That's for the elites.
Row 25. Yeah, you're way back elite. There. You're a poor.
I'm one of the poorest. I'm telling you, I am.
If Justin was with you, I bet you'd be flying early.
Huh?
I bet you'd be a lot further up if Justin was with you.
Justin would be in first class, and I'd still be in row 25. That's how Justin rides.
Then he should be in Diamond Club, and you should be up in the upper deck.
Well, no. He don't invite me to his plane seat.
Well, they give you – what's more expensive, a Diamond Club seat or a plane ticket?
Oh, Diamond Club?
Yeah.
No, that? It's not. No, it's not.
Why don't you have your friends buy That's you plane tickets?
That's not true. No, actually, plane tickets are more expensive. A first class plane ticket.
Hold on.
No, hey, hold on.
Class,
hold on.
First just, class plane ticket.
Hold on. You said something so egregious. You don't understand nothing. A man's don't buy another man a plane ticket. Plane what are you talking about? What?
That's why I'm asking. If men buy each other jeans, men buy each other tickets to game that cost that much, why can't another man buy you?
You want to hang out with your buddy at the game. You ain't gonna fly your. Yeah, you ain't gonna buy your man a plane ticket.
No, I'm gonna ask you. Let me finish this. Hear me out. Okay. Hashtag hear me out. Let me ask you this. How long does a game take, a baseball game usually take, John?
It's less than 3 hours.
Three hours. But the whole process, you drive there and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's about 3 hours, and you sit next to your friend?
Yeah, at the game.
Diamond Club. Uh-huh. How much does a Diamond Club seat cost?
It's, I don't know, $600 a game.
Is it $600 a game?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. So, and then what about the drinks? Are they free?
Nope. Yeah, no.
I didn't think so.
No.
Food's free, though.
Food's free.
Food's free. Drinks aren't free.
No.
But the drinks are pretty inexpensive.
No. Are they now?
Are they marked up pretty good?
Well, and if I'm a guest, I buy all the drinks because I don't want him paying for the drinks. Well, if he paid for the ticket, right?
Okay. So let me ask you this. What's wrong, first class or no first class, doesn't matter. If you're willing to spend 3 hours sitting next to another man and he's going to buy your ticket, he's going to buy your – why, Dell, can a man not buy your ticket to an airline flight?
That's gross.
You don't understand how's the difference?
Can we do
– what's the difference?
Can we do
the
ship talk?
The difference is it's like flying
your
man out.
You're sitting next to another man who bought your seat. Why are y'all so uncomfortable?
You're not buying a man a plane ticket. Cut it out.
Just like you're not giving a man money to sit together and watch a show together.
No, stop it. Just like you're not giving a man money so he can – throw money at a stripper. You're not giving your man money for that. If he doesn't have money, he doesn't get to throw. It's the same. You're not giving a guy money for a plane ticket.
Listen.
Stop it.
It's 1,046 for rules. You to fly first
The money
class,
isn't
John.
The problem. There are certain rules, and you don't give your
money. Well, listen. If you brought a boatload of singles and your buddies there, you should hear some,
no,
some singles.
No, you don't. Nope.
Yeah, you can't.
You don't give your buddy money to throw some
different dollars.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes,
no. No.
Wait, you want your buddy to have fun, too.
You're not giving your buddy a damn.
You don't even know.
You don't give your buddy $300 to throw dollars at a stripper. No.
Here's a handful. Here's some singles.
Stop it.
What's the difference?
Stop it. You don't think Pac-Man ever gave a friend like $1,000?
Stop it.
You don't know.
No.
You don't even know. I've never been to a strip club.
You know what? I do know because I've been, and then I just listened to a whole conversation about it. And guys don't. And the guy's like, no, you don't give your buddy money to throw dollars at a stripper.
Well, that's garbage. If you're walking in, you get to give your buddy some money. There's no problem with that.
Especially if they're hangers on.
Absolutely
like if you're one of Pac-Man Jones's posse, you get money.
Well, those are your buddies.
Thing.
I ain't doing it.
You get money at the strip club to throw. That's kind
now,
of the
you don't
thing.
Buy your buddy a plane ticket.
Why,
or give
I'm
him money
asking
to throw
why
dollars.
It's changed. Why can your buddy buy you a ticket to a game and you sit next to him in much smaller seats,
well,
I might add?
Listen, he didn't buy you the ticket to the game. He has season tickets and his wife or his kid couldn't go. Then you're a replacement. He's not buying you the ticket to the game. That's the difference. That's the difference.
Would you, if you could replace plane seats, which you can't, but if you can, would you be okay with sitting in Justin's first class seat? But you'd be fine with that then.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't happen.
If he sat next to you,
that's not
would you be okay with it?
Yes, absolutely. I get to upgrade. You leave your wife in the coach.
I got upgraded. Sorry,
you got upgraded.
Sorry.
Okay, you leave your wife there.
Yeah,
okay?
That was a smart move. Am I supposed to let her go? No.
How do you think that worked out for you in the long run?
Well, okay. Not great, but it's already – once you hit a certain level of – she's already just simmering with resentment.
Please,
once you already have that.
She hasn't liked him for 10 years.
What difference does
it make? It
doesn't matter. I might as well have the good seat.
She stopped liking him 5 years ago. It doesn't matter what he does.
She stopped liking me when Alec
went to... So you just don't even have to try anymore.
Who cares?
There's nothing you can do.
When Alec went to kindergarten and I didn't let him be homeschooled, it was over for me then.
That's a long time ago.
She's Kevin Stefanski and the Browns.
I've heard about it for years.
She's Kevin Stefanski and the Browns. He's Deshaun. She got nothing. She can't do anything. Well, it doesn't matter. And it's the same vice versa. What are they going to do? They're locked in.
Yeah, we're locked in. We're not going anywhere.
All right. We'll do ship talk on the other side.
I hope a man buys you a plane ticket one time.
No man's buying me a plane ticket. I don't want a man to buy me a plane ticket.
Do you want to get flown out by Justin? You want Justin to fly you out?
That sounds so cool.
Yeah, that's why you don't have a guy buy you a ticket. That's why you don't have a guy buy you a ticket. Listen to how that sounds. Justin flew John out this weekend.
But I'm trying to fight against why do we as men not let other men buy us plane tickets?
Can't
you get comfortable with having a man buy? Buy Sean Mapes a plane ticket somewhere?
No, I would never. He would never ask me to. It doesn't sit right with anyone. You know that.
Time to talk about your hair, okay? Would you buy another man hair? You know what?
That's even worse.
Well, here's the deal, is you buy your own hair.
Now, if the two men are together, it could be a present.
Buy your own. Well, that could be a present. Yeah, that'd be a nice present. Hey, you ladies out there, buy your man a present of hair, okay? Listen, that's a nice present if you get him that. Ladies out there, your man is starting to lose it. You got the widow's peak. Is that what it's called? You got the receding hairline. You got the growing bald spot. You need Doc Linville. He needs Doc Linville. You need Doc Linville as well. You want him to look as good as you want him to feel as good as he possibly can. You tell him, and it might be, what? I need, yes, you need to move that hair from the side to the top. That's what you need to do. Or you can stimulate it with the PRP. But the neo-grafting process is so sweet. It is awesome. Doc is one of the leaders in the industry. He is fantastic. You're looking for the best way to move that hair from the side to the top. 975hair.com. You'll love the process. You'll love, the anesthetic lasts 3 days. Everything about it. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, time to talk to you. A little ship talk. A little late, but you got some good ship talk going this week, though?
Well, we'll let everyone else be the judge of that. We're going to start with Mike Elko. He had a couple things to say.
Ooh, he was angry.
This weekend, it's a combination of quotes. You'll hear him talk about people attacking his quarterback, Connor Wegman, for non-football stuff. And also, a bit of a controversy that showed up on the broadcast where, allegedly, the corner for Texas A&M put a blanket in a Mizzou receiver's hotel room. And Mike Elko has some thoughts about that.
The last thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to say this because it needs to be said, you can challenge Connor for how he plays, and you can be upset about Connor for how he throws a football. Some of the stuff that has been said about this kid and written about this kid, not by you guys have been great, is embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing, the stuff that gets out there on this kid. This kid's a winner. He's a competitor. He does everything that he needs to do for Texas A&M football, and there's a lot of people right now that need to stand up and recognize what they've said over the last 3 weeks and take some ownership in it. So from there, I'll open up to questions.
And have you gathered any intel on the blanket and the card for Weiss early? And what? How did you feel like he responded?
My suggestion would be you guys should go ask Eli where that came from, because I have a strong feeling that came from the other side and had nothing to do with Texas A&M, Will Lee, or anybody over here. So you should point that one on the other side.
So Will Lee is the corner in question. His nickname is a blanket for how he covers wide receivers. Eli is the head coach, Drinkwitz, of Missouri. So what Mike Elko is saying is that you, Eli Drinkwitz, put a towel with a taunt from my corner to motivate your own guy. My corner had nothing, and Texas A&M had nothing to do with...
He's saying he's an industry plant.
Yeah, had nothing to do with putting that towel and the message in the Oasis.
What are these absolutely embarrassing rumors? No one has any of it. No one has...
What do you mean?
They need to take ownership of what they said. What exactly is he talking about?
People are questioning his character. I don't know. Maybe it came from the code switching that he was doing that we saw.
Is that it?
I don't know. But apparently inside the program, they were
tell
really...
Tell people what code switching means.
It's when you you switch the way you speak depending on who you're around.
Yeah.
And Connor Wegman has a tone when he's talking to the media, mm-hmm. and he sounds a different way when he's talking with his teammates. So be it.
So people need to take ownership over... the, like,
I don't know if
I
that's
don't really
it,
know what he's even talking
but
about.
But apparently inside the program, they have had real... They have taken issue with how Connor Wegman's being talked about for non-football stuff.
Here, there's a lot of people right now that need to stand up and recognize what they've said over the last 3 weeks and take some effing ownership for it. What is he what have they said?
Well, I'm sure.
What is he talking about exactly?
Sure, they've heard whatever they've heard.
That
I mean,
Connor Wegman has not been a good quarterback, and Marcel Reed gave
no,
him a better chance.
I told you. It's not a football. According to them, it's not football related.
So what is it? No, I know it's not a football issue. So then what is it?
Well, you would have to, I guess, be inside the program.
I guess, well, I'll just text Billy Lucci and find out.
About his toughness? Is it about his...
I have no idea. It's just what he said on a Saturday after a big win. All right, let's move on to one of John's favorite subjects, LeBron. But this is the Celtics broadcast throwing a stray shot at LeBron for his reputation when it comes to teammates.
But I'll tell you what, I am rooting for him to make like 9 threes against the Lakers because he got a lot of heat for that. That was a disastrous team, and he got all the heat for that whole thing.
Right.
So I'm kind of hoping that he can make a bunch of threes against that team.
You're telling me one of LeBron's teammates became a scapegoat out of nowhere? What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding
I know,
me?
It's crazy, right?
That's the Celtics broadcast during their preseason game against the Nuggets. The person in question was Russell Westbrook. And Russell Westbrook had a tough time in L.A., and they blamed him. And those are the Celtics
Russell Westbrook
taking their shot at LeBron.
I mean, he wasn't great.
We'll move on to another SEC football game, and we have two clips from that. You mentioned Paul Feinbaum because of his hair. Well,
he just went, like, jet black.
All jet black. Well, we have a legendary caller to the show, apparently. His nickname is
Legend. Yeah.
And he called in to the Feinbaum show after the Alabama loss to Vandy, and this is what he said.
Alabama don't lose to Vandy. We don't lose to Vandy. That is friggin' pathetic, Coach DeBoer. 40 years, dude. 40 years. Bill Curry didn't lose to Vandy. Mike DeBose didn't lose to Vandy. Mike Shula didn't lose to Vandy. 40 years. You've been here 4 weeks, and you already lost to Vandy. Strike friggin' one, dude. This is equivalent to coming home and finding your wife in bed with the neighbor. This is what this is equivalent to, Paul. And I say this for this. Me and K-Dub both agree. You could never trust her again. You might stay with her for the kid's sake, but you could never trust the woman again. And the same thing's true with Coach DeBoer. You can win a natty. We can't trust your ass now. You just proved that you can beat the best and lose to the worst in a 2-week friggin' period. You don't lose to Vanderbilt. That's the ugliest little sister on the block. You don't lose to Vanderbilt. You just don't friggin' do it, dude. And let me say this about Malachi Moore. I wish you'd have kicked it through.
Wow. Well, I mean, boy, it was an interesting. It is quite he paints a very graphic profile of what it means to lose to Vanderbilt, and I kind of get it. Like when he said, "You may stick with her for the kid's sake, mm-hmm. but you'll never trust her again." Like I kind of feel that in my heart. But then he said he wins a natty and he still can't trust him. That's not true.
That's not true.
He wins national championship, you're going to trust him.
Yeah, but you still got that in the back of your mind, okay? You'll never forgive that. There's something about that Alabama fans will never forgive him.
It's a shame. That'll hang over them.
We
lost to Vandy, and you're the reason why.
Yeah.
He mentioned Malachi Moore at the end of the clip. Well, Damian Harris, the former Alabama running back and recently retired now from the NFL after a short career, he has a podcast like a lot of people do, and he talked about Malachi Moore and what his teammates at Alabama would have done to Malachi Moore if he pulled what he pulled on the field with them.
Number 13, Malachi Moore. Now, brother, I don't know you, but I'm not trying to disrespect you, but what you did last night on that football field was complete and utter bullshit. You are a two-time captain, somebody who has your hand and footprint at Denny Chimes. Well, how did you show up yesterday? The only thing I remember seeing from you is slamming the guy's head on the ground unnecessarily, punching yourself, throwing your mouthpiece, kicking a foot in front, like not even in a way of like, okay, nobody's looking. Like, I'm bigger than the game. I'm bigger than the team. I'm bigger than this moment. Hey, everybody, look at me. Look at how pissed off I am. Look at what I got to say about it. Let me pick up a ridiculous 15-yard penalty for literally no apparent reason. And you call yourself a two-time captain. I can tell y'all what would have happened in the days that I was there. We would have tried to rip the C off of his jersey. We would have lit him up from every coach, every player, Reuben Foster, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Deron Payne, Jalen Hurts, Jerry Jeudy. Everybody would have been on this dude's head. Like, what? Like, we don't do that.
He's right. I mean, kicking the football when the refs put it down. The refs are standing right there. He's out of control.
He was just mad and out of control. Yeah, and then they said, "Oh, he was fine in the locker room." So he was
not on the field.
Take that ass whooping like a man. You got whipped. Take it like a man.
Yep. It's okay when you whip other people, and you know what? They're not going to throw fits like that. That's embarrassing.
Who was madder? Legend or Malachi Moore? At that moment, who do you think was madder? Because I guarantee you, Legend was saying some things.
Yeah, he was. I think they were both equally mad.
Was
he throwing stuff and breaking stuff? Was Legend breaking stuff?
Might have been.
What else you got, Dale?
Well, this one you're going to have to decipher accents. This is something caught on a ring camera. It's in England, so you're going to have the delightful British accents. These are two women discussing why one of them should shut their baby up while the other's trying to sleep.
Oh,
it's constant.
Oh, I got to start this over again. Apparently,
it's constant. Let me see. It's constant. You're not able to.
Do you understand? It's newborn baby. I understand.
Just shut them up when you want to, but not on and off.
No, I understand that, but it's constant. It's constant from as soon as I get home. All day.
I'm trying my best to get the baby to sleep and to settle when I can.
I completely get you. From one mum to another, I get it. My son is now 5, but honestly, he didn't cry like this.
I'm trying my absolute best, and I don't need to worry about other people and whether they're getting sleep or not when I'm worried.
I know, but I just need some sleep.
You must understand what it's like to be trying to get into
sleep. It surely should be in a routine by now. It's been going on so long.
Just keep your windows closed and get some.
It's not the same, though, is it? It's not the same. I just need some sleep. I'm absolutely worn out. I've done 5 nights happening in a row, and I'm done now.
I'm exhausted myself. I'm exhausted with this. Trying my best. I don't need to worry about your lack of sleep.
She's got a point. Shut the baby up, okay?
I knew John would fall into the other lady's considered a Karen, so you're a man Karen now.
No.
He's a Kevin.
If the baby is keeping her up all night, she's got a point.
Shut the baby up.
So they must live like in paper.
You know what my mom did? She gave us whiskey and we went to sleep.
No, they're not. These are homes, so I'm not sure.
How's she keeping her up? Like,
she's trying to go to bed. You can hear the baby.
Just get a.
Well, the houses are closer to each other there.
Well, just get a rain machine.
No. Well,
I don't want to sleep with that voice.
You think that'll drown out the baby? I don't know if that drowns out the baby.
See if you like this combination.
This is heavy rain and car rain. Now you want rain and
I can't hear you. It's in my ear. No, the baby's behind the wall too.
That's what you want to hear all night?
Yeah, I sleep to this.
Okay.
I have for
you do?
Ever. Yeah. Why would I sleep in total silence when anything could wake me up?
That's weird. So you can protect your family?
Protect my family?
Yeah.
If they're in already, they got to jump on me.
He's not athletic enough to do anything about it.
Yeah, no, but you hear the door chime.
I was one under yesterday until I got to the ninth hole at TC Jester.
Oh, so you finished over par?
Yeah, I finished before.
So you,
TC Chester, that beautiful golf course.
3.6 miles of beautiful.
How far hiking. Over par did you finish?
Four over. Four on 21 over. Holes, though. But I missed three easy
putts. What are they called?
Putts.
What are they called putts?
Yeah, I mean, they were easy little.
And you missed them?
Tosses.
Do you know that there was a weed hat on top of the hole four? There was, and I'm like, guys, this is a little too on brand. You can't have a weed hat on this thing.
Yeah,
a hat with a, you know, with weed, a yeah, marijuana, with a, yeah, yeah, like a weed flower. Like, hey, guys.
Hole
can't
four?
Do this. Yeah, it's a hole four, TC Jester. Just giving you guys a heads up. See, it does. You are right, though. TC Jester does need to be cut a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it trimmed a lot of the, they pruned a lot of the, cut a lot of trees down. They pruned a lot of stuff because of the derecho or the hurricane or whatever. Oh, by the way, are you seeing what's coming for Tampa?
Again?
Tampa's going to be annihilated.
Again?
Well, you're about to hear about Tampa for a long time because the Bucs are going to have to play somewhere else. Like, based on this storm surge.
The Bucs have already left for New Orleans.
Yeah, well, based on how far the storm surge could end up running up, this could be a major, major, major problem.
Yeah.
And people in Tampa already realize, like, man, we're screwed.
So Wendy was supposed to go to Orlando this week.
Oh, was she?
They canceled her flight Saturday night. She was supposed to leave Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And she was going to be there for this.
What hits Thursday? Thursday at 1 a.m. is when it's supposed to land.
Well, it was supposed to hit Wednesday.
It's going to be a lot worse.
Right.
It's going to be, well, it's slowing down now, picking up power. So it slowed down some because it's Cat 5, I guess, and then it's going to hit at a Cat 3. But
after they just got hit.
But the surge is going to
Tampa
get them.
Just got hit.
Because they're already saying, like, there's nothing we can do about, like, you're going to get a storm surge where 12 feet of water is going to run up on you.
Probably the Democrats doing this.
It's a Marjorie Taylor Greene. I found out that you can steer, like, you can actually create.
Steer?
You can create hurricanes and then steer them where you want to go.
That's it.
She's on some stuff. The Jewish space lasers, the kind of having a video game controller where you move this
hurricane.
Can you hurry up and move this hurricane over somewhere? And like,
so she's on to something.
Is it
are the Democrats too
smart or evil, or the or in her case, Republicans not smart enough or too good to do it themselves? Like, so
too good.
I see what you're saying.
Republicans wouldn't do that.
So she is suggesting not that Democrats are so brilliant that they can control natural disasters. They're just so evil that they would and direct it at Republican strongholds.
Well, when are we going to get somebody?
Both sides can do it, but the Democrats are evil.
Okay, so the Republicans have access to it, but they won't send it to Dade County or anything.
They won't push
no.
it. Wipe out California.
They could send it to California.
Or New York.
But they won't because they're good people.
Because they're good.
Okay.
All right. You know what else is good? It's cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. Coors Light. Doesn't matter what you're – oh, I know this. We're playing golf today, and it's going to be Coors Light time. I know this. I can tell you this about today for me. It's going to be cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. I'm going to do my best to keep Texas chill, right? We got high temperatures, but I'm going to try to get that cold front coming in here. And you know I'm going to do it? With my Blue Mountains, with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. I love me some Coors Lights. I'm going to love me a lot of them today. We're going to have a big time playing golf today and enjoying just the Blue Mountains. It makes your day complete. You're looking for the best way to have a big day. For me, that's a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. I'm climbing on. I'm doing my part. I'm trying to bring that cold weather in. I'm keeping Texas chill. Do your part. Keep Texas chill with Coors Light.